This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sharafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فأما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, Alhamdulillah, 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 as we are gathered here today to listen to the khutbah of Eid al-Adha, it would do us well to remind ourselves of the spirit of the sacrifice that we are about to make. Today, the best ibadah, the best form of worship that you can possibly do is the udhiyah, the qurbani. There is nothing that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more on this day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a sahih hadith in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, the son of Adam does not do any action on the day of sacrifice which is more pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the sacrifice of animals. In another hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad and in Ibn Majah, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever can afford to offer a sacrifice but does not do so, let him not approach our place for prayer, the Eidgah. Alhamdulillah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to sacrifice, then this is something which is wajib on us and we must do it. My brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you that the meaning of being Muslim is to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without question, without argument, without reservation or hesitation. To submit joyfully and eagerly. That is the symbol of our trust in Him. And that trust is what earns his pleasure and his help. That is why the iconic symbol of Islam is the sajda, a state of total and complete submission and helplessness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a symbol of total unhesitating obedience, a symbol of total trust and faith. The life of Ibrahim alayhi salam is a symbol of all these things. The reward of tawakkul, reliance and trust is the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is not subject to any of his laws. Remember, tawakkul comes only and only from obedience. Tawakkul is the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to those who are obedient to Him Jalla Jalaluhu. We cannot live a life of disobedience and expect our hearts to be filled with the noor and sukoon of tawakkul. Qala ta'ala, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا إن الله لا يحب كل خوان كفور. Allah says it is neither their meat nor their blood that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is taqwa from you that reaches Him. Thus we have made them subject to you, that you may magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His guidance to you, and give glad tidings, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the muhsinun. Truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends those who believe. Verily, Allah does not like any treacherous ingrate, and that is people who are disobedient to Allah. The purpose of the udhiyah, the qurbani, is to inculcate the spirit of submission, of sacrificing our personal desires to win the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to become among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called al-muhsinun. Every act of worship has an essence and a physical manifestation. The manifestation, the physical manifestation of salah is the qiyam and the ruku and the sujood. But its essence is the khushu, the humility, the awe, the reverence, the concentration towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The manifestation of fasting is to withhold ourselves from everything that breaks the fast from sunrise to sunset. But its essence is taqwa. The taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that we say and do. The manifestation of hajj is tawaf and sa'i and standing in Arafah and so on. But its essence is honoring the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The manifestation of dua is the raising of hands and the praise and the request. But its essence is the brokenness and the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The manifestation of dhikr is saying Allah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, and so on. But its essence is the remembrance, the actual reverence and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what we are saying when we say dhikr. For on the day of judgment, I remind myself anew that it is the hearts that will be exposed. And only those who come with a heart that is repentant and submitted completely and totally to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qalbun salim, who will be saved. Let us therefore monitor our hearts as well as our speech and actions. My brothers and sisters, I would like to remind myself and you that the nusra, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes only to those who choose to be obedient to Him jalla jalaluhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for them from sources that they could not imagine. But all that is only for the muttaqoon, the obedient, not for the fasiqoon, not for the rebellious. Selective obedience is disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kafatan, wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan, innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. O believers, enter into Islam wholeheartedly and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Surely he is your sworn enemy. My brothers and sisters, in the kind of world we live today, to build a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increasingly more important. Since you can only give what you have, your responsibility is twofold. You need to build the relationship for yourself as well as to create an environment at home where there is concern for Allah, and this concern is voiced on and worked on, a concern for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, you can only give what you have. Only a lighted lamp can light the lamp of others and illuminate the world. Remember that when you and I are lying with our breath stuck in our throats, a time that will come upon every one of us, man or woman, it is only that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will help. All your money and friends and power and family and your politics and your wheeling and dealing will not be able to do anything to help you, even to breathe easily. They cannot make you live and they cannot even help you to die easily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, told this to us very clearly. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَعَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُبُصِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very, very clearly that when you are there with your breath stuck in your throat and they are standing there and watching you dying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they cannot do anything. We are there with you, but we are not visible to you or to them. So leave them and leave obedience to them and leave pleasing them by displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And cling to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter who is displeased. Remember that the only one who is displeased with obedience to Allah is Shaitan, who sometimes looks like a human being. Ignore him and recall the example of the Anbiya who we follow. I would like to wish you all a wonderful Eid al-Adha and request you, in the middle of your enjoyment of eating good food and meeting relatives and friends, to spare a little time to remind each other and remember the true spirit of sacrifice and udhiyah. To remember and remind each other of Muslims in other parts of the world who don't have the means or the safety to celebrate this Eid. Muslims in Gaza, especially Muslims in Sudan, Muslims in Yemen, Muslims in all over the place in the world where they are not able to celebrate this great Eid of ours in safety like you and I are doing here. I want to remind you that many such people also live right amongst us. Let us go and look for them and bring a smile to their faces and ensure that they have a good full meal today and that their children wear good clothes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with you and accept your worship. Eid Mubarak to all of you. كل عام وانتم بخير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.